Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. Okay, and today we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied. Yeah,
somewhat satisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am, when thinking about the issues, you know, that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using, you know, a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means this is not important issue to you, and 10 meaning it's very important issue to you, okay? Criminal justice reform, not important or very important from 0 to 10, but you can pick any number.
7.
7, okay. Climate change.
10.
10, jobs and wages.
8.
Crime and violence?
7.
7. Racism and discrimination?
9.
9. K through 12 education?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
7.
Democracy?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Immigration?
7.
7. And reproductive freedom?
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, Indian, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
All right, well, thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purposes?
Female.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just what is the year of your birth?
65.
65. All right. Thank you. Okay. And what is the highest level of school do you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. All right, ma'am, no matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
7.
7, okay. All right, ma'am, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter, you know, most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
4.
4. Okay. All right, ma'am, please rate me your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? But you can use any number. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Brad Ruffensperger.
6.
6. Brian Kemp.
6.
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz.
Yes.
9.
Okay. Walz. Okay. Raphael Andre Dickens.
7.
Okay. On Tim Walz, you said 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on Andre Dickens, 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Raphael Warnock.
8.
J.D. Vance.
1.
And John Ossoff.
8.
8. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Democratic. Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stay about the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. And okay, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your opinion, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Big difference. Okay. All right, ma'am. Below, there is a list of people and events that, that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person, or event prevented this progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, okay? With 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure. A 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Your local mayor. 0 meaning certainly did not prevent progress. 5 not sure, and 10 certainly prevented progress, in your opinion.
0.
0. Okay, what about Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
0.
Vice President Harris.
0.
COVID-19 recovery.
4.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
2.
2. And black voters.
Black what?
Voters.
Is this a person you said black voters?
Yes, black voters. In general.
Progress. 2.
Uh-huh. 2. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and we're almost done with this survey, okay? I only have I really thank you for your time. I know you could be doing something else by you helping me with this survey, okay? Below is a list of policies, developments, and statements that, have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you, or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10. With 10 means, that it will strongly motivate you. 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means that a policy will not motivate you at all to vote, okay? You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would you say that would not motivate you, not sure, or would motivate you 100% from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, because we demanded funds, you know, for HBCUs, the Americans Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historic black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Would not motivate you, not sure, or would it strongly motivate you from 0 to 10?
Strongly motivate.
Okay. All the way to 10, ma'am? Or 8, 9, 10?
9.
Okay, Black voters should recognize this, the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other, you know, is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would it strongly motivate you from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, and because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would that motivate you? Not sure, or would it strongly motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, and the last one says, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, would that motivate you? Not sure, or would motivate you from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. Okay. I'm gonna ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds. Okay, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on.
How much longer we got?
We're about done, ma'am. I'm only going to ask you the same questions I asked you at the beginning just to make sure you didn't change your mind, and we should be done, okay?
All right.
Okay, no matter how, I'm going to read it real quick, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10.
8.
Okay, ma'am, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter to most of your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your black community that the black community has to make, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power.
4.
From 0 to 10.
4.
All right, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in a 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 10.
10.
All right, then, all right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose, okay? Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, to stay about the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Better, all right. And do you consider yourself to be, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Okay, 1. All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right, and do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. All right, ma'am, how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right, ma'am, last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
$85,000.
All right. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Or a great day. Appreciate your help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.